Let me just add a thought as a follow-up on this story about meat and why it's good to not eat meat and stick to a vegetarian or a vegan diet. The difference between a vegetarian diet and a vegan diet is the use of milk, yes or no. And in the vegetarian society, let's call it that, people are very well aware that they do not want to kill the animals, but that in a way they're quite okay with drinking the milk of the animals. So they will have that as milk, they will have it as yogurt, they will have it as kefir, they will have it as cheese, and the whole wide variety of inventions that were created to keep meat, liquid meat, which milk is, in a more preservable form. But the question, of course, is it really a good idea to drink milk, specifically to drink somebody else's milk? And on the whole, the conclusion about that is no, it is not good to drink milk. And I needed to go into this exploration because for the Integral Healthcare Journal, of which I was the final editor at the time, one of the homeopaths suggested that we make a special issue on the topic of not milk, because he had discovered in his practice of homeopathy that there are many problems which are due to the drinking of milk or milk products. And as many people know, milk can create slime, change the mucus of the surface of the body, that's in the nose, in the throat, and as a result it can make people prone to the common cold and other diseases. Also, the milk protein is long known to be an irritant in the gut, for the same reason as I described in the story on meat, that in the body a distinction needs to be made between our protein and the protein in the food that we eat. And evidently there is something in a proteins that is different in the animal, in the milk, or in the plant. And as I described in the story on meat, this is where we might need to think about the effect of a transplant, where an organ transplanted into a body is not only the material that is put into the body, but it also has the information of that organ which is transplanted into the body. In Chinese medicine, that is called the Shen, which is there described as the spirit of the organ. You could also say that it is the memory of the person or the being of that organ and of that body, because the information is stored everywhere in the body, because the information is an coherent electromagnetic field which we can process as our thinking. So in that way it is logical that at the moment that you take in an organ from someone else or something else, then it will take that information into the body. But apparently the same takes place when you take in the meat in the food, or the milk in the food, and also the plants in the food. And there are many cultures who say that you actually need to communicate with the spirit of that what you're eating before you're eating it. In the Western culture, that sort of reduced itself to the prayer before the meal. Because in a way you need to attune your spirit, your information consciousness energy field, to the information consciousness energy field of that what you're eating. And in milk there is this special relationship between the donor and the receiver, the mother and the child. And that essentially was the main topic of that special issue of the Journal of Integral Healthcare on not milk. if you look on the internet, you can see that there are many websites which are very clear and particular, advocating not milk. They give all the reasons why not to do it. The main reasons are that our body cannot really deal well with the proteins that come with the milk. And then you suddenly see that you need to look deeper, and that you need to look into the type of animal associated with that milk. So for example, the milk of a whale, the milk of a tiger, the milk of a cow, the milk of a human, they are very different. And it's not just that they are different in composition, because the milk, of course, is the lactic molecules, but it also has immune cells with it. It also has plasma in different compositions with it. There are microbes that come along, which are essential to the implantation of a microbial culture in the gut. So when you have the milk from the mother, you're getting something that is totally balanced for the species. If you look at mother's milk for the human, it starts with a creamy colostrum, which is essentially the reason why people still like ice cream. And the milk then thins to what people would call the milk, which is where people still might have a milk addiction elsewhere. And then it sort of thins out more and more until at some point the child realizes that it actually is more liquid, which can be taken in from water, and that the milk actually does not contribute much next to the food that the child is getting. In Africa, many tribes used the period of lactation as a means for anti-conception. There are tribes where the woman then went to the family god and said, okay, I don't want to have a child now, so take care of that. They did a prayer, and then at the end of lactation, there is a shift of hormones in the body of the female, and then as the baby is weaned off, fertility in a mother is restored, so that after 4 years approximately, they would have another child. The drinking of milk is thus a very strong connection between the mother and the child. It is a transfer of immune cells, it is a transfer of microbes, and actually it is now known that if you transplant microbes from one person to the other, then if you implant the microbes of an obese person into somebody, they will grow obese. If you have the microbes of a thin person transplanted in somebody, they will grow thinner. So the microbial culture is very important for the life that people live. And actually, in our body, we have more microbes and microorganisms than we have body cells. So it's really important to think of that in a much deeper manner. So mother's milk is the clue to this good start of life, not just for humans, but for every life form. So the tiger needs to feed the cub, the whale needs to feed the cub, and the cow needs to feed the calf. But at the moment that humans are drinking the milk of the cow, there are two problems. The calf no longer gets the milk, so instead they feed the calf a variation of the blood of the killed parents, presented in such a way that it can be sold as surrogate milk for the calf. But at the same time, the animals that are the humans that are then drinking the milk in a way are not properly weaned off drinking milk. And normally they would stop drinking milk after 4 years. And after that time, they would become lacto intolerant. They can no longer drink milk. And it is intriguing that the cultures that cohabitated with cattle are the ones that in a way changed their physiology so that they could still drink milk, but that also they acquired a tolerance to drinking the milk of the animal rather than that of the human. So where normally they would stop drinking milk after 4 years of age, they continued drinking milk and as a result become dependent on the milk and the cheese and the other stuff that they have for their protein, because basically they have an otherwise protein deficient diet. So it would be wise to replace the milk by another protein, as the China study showed, that needs to be in vegetable protein. But also it's necessary to see how the drinking of milk affects the culture. And this is something that has been studied, for example, with the Japanese, after the Americans subjugated the Japanese, they introduced the American lifestyle in Japan, and as a result there was a change in the health of people. This was seen two ways. The Japanese who migrated to America soon acquired the heart problems and the other problems that the Americans had because they were eating the American diet, while in Japan they would, as a result of the Japanese diet, not have those diseases. One of the things to which the meat industry, in this case the liquid meat industry, did introduce was the drinking of milk. And as a result, they found that there was an increase in the height of the Japanese by 10 centimeters because of the growth hormone in the milk. And also there was an increase in breast cancer and other diseases due to the hormones and the hormone disturbance introduced by the milk. So there is a good reason to be very suspicious of the drinking of milk of other animals, and specifically the need to replace that craving for protein by plant-based protein. The other side of the gory story of the milk industry is what I already mentioned, the maltreatment of the cow and the calf. And there is an interesting little movie on the internet called The Meatrix, the Matrix with the word meat in it. And there are a whole series of documentaries about the cattle industry and the meat industry. And in those documentaries you can see the kind of mistreatment of the animals that take place. That the people, the humans, are then breeding cows to produce calves so that the cow will produce milk. And after a bit, the calf is put away, does not get the milk that it needs, but instead of giving a surrogate, which is made of, as I mentioned, often the blood of the slaughtered cattle. But instead the human then gets that milk and basically cannot digest it, for the simple reason that in a human the milk is geared to produce an immense brain in 1 year time. And so the growth of the human is mainly geared to the enhancement of the thinking capacity, while in a cow the milk is mainly resulting in the growth of meat, the bulk of a body. So there is a totally different quality to the meat, and that quality of the food is of course introduced in the culture as well. For example, the Dutch are often known by the surrounding nations as the cheeseheads, and the Dutch themselves often refer to themselves as having a herd mentality. So there are these traits that actually are associated with the food, and then it's good to realize that you actually have a choice. If you want to live like cattle, and if you want to think like cattle, or if you want to think for yourself. And as the homeopath said, who was part of that special issue of the Journal for Integral Healthcare on not milk, he could see in his practice how long children had been receiving mother's milk, because he said that their immune system was so intact that their identity and their integrity of their autonomy was also developed. So the humans really benefit from drinking mother milks and nothing else, but likewise the cattle really benefit from drinking the milk from their own species likewise. If you look at the dairy industry, the cow, which would in nature normally live 20-22 years, in the dairy industry most often does not get much older than 5 or 6 years. So in that sense, it is the milk industry too is let's say it not nicely a kind of murder industry. It is not for the well-being of the animal. So let me round the story off there. There is much more to be found on the internet under the heading not milk. And the conclusion then is that if you have the choice between vegetarian or vegan, then if you realize what's actually going on in your own body, and if you realize what's actually going on in the animal husbandry of the milk industry, then you would be clear in your choice. And for that reason, it is also good to look at those documentaries which show how the animals are treated and how the dairy cattle is treated, because you need to actually see the kind of crime that you are supporting by the eating of milk, by the eating of meat or the drinking of milk. As I said, on the internet you can easily find these nice statements that milk is simply liquid meat. So yes, there is a choice, and on behalf of the animals, on behalf of your own health, there are very strong arguments to no longer drink milk products, even though vegetarians often say that yes, it was produced by the animal for the outside world, and yes, although it is true, and actually the proteins are converted for that purpose, they, let's say, go through a spiral and go from the inside world to the outside world. So they are, in a way, and you can only understand that from the mathematics, turned inside out and are there for the outside world. But then at the moment that they're turned back outside in by being transported over the border of the gut, it does matter which kind of animal takes it. Yes, for short term, milk from an animal might be helpful, and Ayurvedic medicine is quite aware of that, but on the long term that is not a feasible solution, not for the human and not for the animal. So there you then come to the conclusion that yes, vegan diet is what it is all about.